if I mentioned to you, casually, that Sarah's house was close to a large park full of deer that were very tame, you do not jump up out of your seat and shout, 'My God, fetch me my gun, and I will go to hunt one of those foolish animals.' No, instead you stay seated, and you rub your chin wisely, and you say to yourself, 'I suppose that must be Richmond Park, just outside London.' This is a story for sophisticated people like you. I do not have to describe to you the taste of the tea that Sarah made for me when she came down into the living room of her house that morning. We never tasted tea in my village, even though they grow it in the east of my country, where the land rises up into the clouds and the trees grow long soft beards of moss from the wet air. There in the east, the plantations stretch up the green hillsides and vanish into the mist. The tea they grow, that vanishes too. I think all of it is exported. Myself, I never tasted tea until I was exported with it. The boat I travelled in to your country, it was loaded with tea. It was piled up in the cargo hold in thick brown paper sacks. I dug into the sacks to hide. After 2 days, I was too weak to hide any more, so I came up out of the hold. The captain of the ship, he locked me in a cabin. He said it would not be safe to put me with the crew. So, for 3 weeks and 5,000 miles, I looked at the ocean through a small round window of glass, and I read a book that the captain gave me. The book was called Great Expectations, and it was about a boy called Pip. But I do not know how it ended, because the boat arrived in the UK, and the captain handed me over to the immigration authorities. 3 weeks and 5,000 miles on a tea ship. Maybe if you scratched me, you would still find that my skin smells of it. When they put me in the immigration detention centre, they gave me a brown blanket and a white plastic cup of tea. And when I tasted it, all I wanted to do was to get back into the boat and go home again, to my country. Tea is the taste of my land. It is bitter and warm, strong and sharp with memory. It tastes of longing. It tastes of the distance between where you are and where you come from. Also, it vanishes. The taste of it vanishes from your tongue while your lips are still hot from the cup. It disappears, like plantations stretching up into the mist.